Sheriff Simiak.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough Saturday for your team. You suffer a 35-14 loss on the road at Yale. Just give me your impressions on the game.
You know, all credit to Yale and their coaching staff, their players. They did a great job. You know, they just kind of outplayed us from the first snap. You know, the quarterback played really well for them. He's a really good player. You know, we kind of knew that going in, but he was he really commanded that game and took hold of it. You know, so there's probably a reason why they do so well in the Ivy. But he had a really good performance, and then certainly their plan, offense, defense, and just special teams wise was really good, and we just we flat out got beat.
I know I've known you long enough to know you're not an excuse kind of guy, but did you feel at all as the game wore on, whether the fact that you guys have been on the road for three straight games, did that wear you down or have any sort of effect at all?
You know, I don't know that. Certainly, you know, we were flat out dead in the beginning of the game. You know, very uncharacteristic stuff on defense, not running to the ball. Which is not the way we've been playing. So certainly there was something going on. Certainly it was our first grass game. All those things can go into that. That, you know, our players probably want to lean on as excuses. But we talked about that all week, about going on the road and playing on the field and all that stuff. So if we let little things like that kind of affect us, then we're not going to have any shot once we get into league play, which we're going into this weekend. So we just got to figure it out. We're trying to search some answers here on why that stuff happened, but certainly that was done yesterday, and now, you know, moving forward, it's all about Nova.
Got a media question, Key, if you'll get that for us, Samantha.
Your first question comes from the line of Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Larry.
Just a lot of injuries, Joe. Can you give us an update on who might be available this weekend and who won't be?
Yeah, certainly we had a number of them. You know, at one point, you know, our two starting corners were down, starting guard, starting running back, starting DN. So we got a bunch of doctors, to be honest. We got a bunch of doctor's appointments tomorrow morning. Certainly some of those guys will be back. You know, I just got to wait and see what the timeline is for practice, because we don't want a guy not practicing all week and then having to play him. So, you know, bottom line is I think everyone's hurt. Everyone in this league is hurt. It happens every year. Everyone goes through it. Every team goes through it. And we just got to, you know, have a good plan for who's going to be in there and who gets the opportunity. You know, but certainly, you know, we're banged up, but I don't know if that's any different than everyone else in the league. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Joe, let's start on the offensive side of the ball. 264 yards, certainly less than you guys have been averaging throughout the point this season. You were able to hit a couple of big pass plays to Ernest Edwards and Jaquan Blair, but Isaiah Robinson making his first career start, just talk about his performance and then how you felt like your team performed offensively.
Yeah, disappointing. You know, Isaiah did not play you know, the way we felt like, you know, just coming into the game and how he was all week. Certainly there's a lot of factors that go into that. We got a lot of heat on the quarterback. He was getting hit a lot. We actually had to, you know, take him out of the game, play a true freshman, Ryan Walsh, for a little bit because of some of the hits he was taking. So we got to get that cleaned up. But, you know, 10 for 27 is not going to do it. Really, kind of a tale of two halves with Isaiah. He played way better in the second half, but that first half, we just kind of couldn't get any momentum going. Certainly, you know, our run game kind of went down. You know, Jefferson, a big player for us, and when he went down, we kind of, you know, we're scraping there. We had to play a true freshman running back as well because we only had Fitzpatrick there, and he couldn't take every rep. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it, but certainly Isaiah's got to play better. We know that, but just a disappointing effort. We had a lot of chances. We just missed a lot of throws, and, you know, some guys that were open, we just didn't deliver the ball.
Just following up in the quarterback situation, and as you touched on, I know you have a lot of injuries, but any update on Chris Ferguson and his potential return?
Yeah, he's getting better. You know, I would say that we're going to try and get him going this week and do some stuff. But the biggest thing is we just got to get the strength back, you know, in that shoulder and make sure that he's healthy enough to survive a game. I mean, he could, you know, he could probably go out there and throw a bunch of stuff, but, you know, the fatigue factor, all those things kind of move into that. So really, he is truly a day-to-day kind of operation for him. But he is doing better. He's doing everything he can. We're doing everything we can to get him, you know, moving forward. But certainly this week it's going to be a lot of Isaiah, Ryan Walsh, and our true freshman that got in, you know, against Yale.
Got another media question if you'll get that for us, Samantha.
You do have a follow-up question from the line of Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Joe, two questions. First of all, the running game. Who would get, if Ramon cannot play, who would get some reps, or who are you looking at for reps, and how do you get your running game going? And then number two, just give us a thought on Villanova. Obviously, they got a quarterback very similar to the one at Yale who can run and pass.
Yeah, so for us, I mean, it's a lot, you know, what we saw once Ramon went out early in the game. It'll be a heavy dose of Fitzpatrick, who's, you know, who we trust and who's played in this league and done a lot of good things. And then our true freshman, Sanders will go. And he got about 4 or 5 carries. We tried to lean on 50, but ultimately he can't take every single rep in the game. So we'll work that this week. It'll pretty much be those two guys. And then certainly for our running game, it's just about, you know, getting the group, the best O-line together. You know, we didn't play Dokas. He was injured. So we got to kind of flip that around. And certainly we had an injury during the game that we got to figure out here. So just trying to patch that together, get the best five. You know, we got to do a really good job of coaching scheme and technique and those kinds of things, because we will have guys in there probably that don't have the experience that we had in the first couple games. And then certainly about Villanova, when I used to be the defensive coordinator, certainly from an offensive standpoint, one of the hardest teams to go against scheme-wise. I think they do a great job formationally. Their shot plays are really, really good. Always felt that way. Tremendous amount of respect for Coach Ferrante and what he does. And certainly Zach, their quarterback, is an exceptional player. Handles everything well, pressure, those kinds of things. Has a really good grasp on the offense, gets the ball out. So it'll be a huge challenge for us. They're coming up here, and they're 0-2 in the CAA. Like, we know what they're going to come up here ready to go. So he'll have them ready, I know that. And we have not gone well against them probably the last 4 or 5 years, so we got to get that turned around.
Thanks.
Yep.
Joe, defensively, you guys gave up 306 of the 396 yards through the air, and you mentioned the quality the quarterback Yale had, and obviously the injuries to your two starting corners doesn't help things any. But what were they able to do? You guys have been so stout on defense all year long. What were they able to do to you?
Yeah, I think, I'll preface that with they were beating us when our two starting corners were in there anyway. So they beat us one-on-one. They did a great job just understanding leverage and things like that, and we just got literally beaten one-on-one situations. We have to be better. We were much better, obviously, in the first three games of the year in those one-on-ones, but it was just one of those days where their quarterback was really on, and he made all the tight window throws into one-on-one situations. You know, we're a quarters-based team, and we play a lot of, you know, man-free and stuff like that, but they beat us one-on-one. So they did a good job protecting. I felt like we couldn't get to the quarterback. A lot of times we really didn't get there. Our three sacks really, I believe, came in the last two drives of the game. Give credit to them, because even when we were healthy in there, it was really those one-on-one matchups they were winning.
Before I let you go, obviously a chance to get back at home for the first time since the opener, and also a chance to get back in conference play. It's certainly been a crazy conference race already to this point, and you guys are sitting 1-0 and a chance to get back in conference play. Just talk about the chance to play back in front of your home fans, and then just the chance to return back to CA play.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been home, so it'll be nice to kind of, you know, get them to rest Friday morning. Coaches get a little extra time with their families Friday morning, so that'll be nice, you know, just to be back home and not have to travel, because it does, get to you after a while. And then certainly just getting back home and being used to, you know, everything, you know, sleeping in your own bed, doing all those kinds of things. It's more of a familiar day, I guess you would say. So, and our fans are great. I know they're excited about us coming home. Certainly we wanted to come home with more momentum, but I think being 1-0 in the CAA has been our message as of yesterday. You know, the out-of-conference stuff is done. We're 1-0, and everything CAA play from here on, it's a great challenge, it's a great league. And certainly with the way everything's going, you know, it's pretty exciting to be part of it. And, you know, we're just, you know, looking forward to having a great opponent and just having a home game.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.